Chapter 10. Study Guide. Subjunctive Mood. General Remarks. French subjunctive is a bit tough to understand, but that's because it's usually poorly explained. Hopefully, after you listen to my explanation and also see the verbs being used in the subjunctive in the story, the subjunctive will have no more secrets for you. 1. Que is often followed by the subjunctive in French. The conjunction that is followed by the subjunctive is mostly que. Je suis contente que tu viennes. I'm happy you're coming. Other conjunctions like quand or si don't use the subjunctive. So you only have to worry about using the subjunctive when you are about to say a sentence using que, in most cases, or qui. Je cherche une personne qui sache parler français et japonais. I'm looking for someone who would know how to speak French and Japanese. Okay, full disclosure. There are a bit more choices with the superlative constructions. Le seul endroit où je ne sois jamais allé. The only place I've ever been, for example. This is quite rare, so I won't talk about it here. Please just remember the large majority of subjunctive cases are going to be with que. However, que may also be followed by the indicative. Je crois qu'il viendra. C'est certain qu'elle sera avec elle. So, the whole trick is going to be recognizing when you are in a situation that requires the subjunctive after a que, or in a situation that requires the indicative, or even an infinitive. 2. When do we use the subjunctive in French? This is only an introduction. We will study all these points in depth in the following chapters. I thought it would be interesting to have an overview, to give you a feeling for the subjunctive mood before we really dig into it. The subjunctive is a mood, a grammatical term which describes the subject's attitude. Often, two different people are involved. The first one wanting, hoping, fearing that the other one do something. The subjunctive form reinforces the fact that different people are involved. If only one person wishes, hopes, fears to do something, then you don't have to use the subjunctive. You can and should use an infinitive construction. 1. J'ai peur que tu fasses une erreur. Two persons. Therefore, subjunctive. 2. J'ai peur de faire une erreur. Only one person. Je is doing both actions. Therefore, infinitive construction. A subjunctive is also required when a situation applies to a specific person versus everybody. 1. Il faut que vous mangiez des légumes. Specific to vous. Therefore, subjunctive. 2. Il faut manger des légumes. Applies to everybody. Therefore, infinitive. Sometimes, it is a specific expression which is followed by the subjunctive, such as pour que. You will need to memorize by heart which expressions are followed by the subjunctive. 1. Il faut de la pluie pour que les plantes grandissent. Pour que plus subjunctive. 2. Il faut de la pluie pour arroser les plantes. Pour plus infinitive. Finally, the subjunctive is subjective. It's when the subject is not sure, doubt, or has no real control over the action becoming a reality, wish, fear, order, that we use a subjunctive. 1. Je voudrais qu'il vienne. It's a wish. I have no control over it becoming a reality. Therefore, subjunctive. 2. Je crains qu'il soit malade. I'm not certain of it. It's only a fear. Therefore, subjunctive. 3. J'exige qu'il vienne. It's not because I demand it that it's going to happen, though. Therefore, subjunctive. 4. Il est possible qu'il vienne. But it's not certain. Therefore, subjunctive. If the subject thinks the action is a certainty or has a high probability of becoming real, then we use the indicative mood. It's weird, I know, but that's the subjective part of the subjunctive. If the speaker thinks it's real, then it's as good as real. 1. Il est probable qu'il viendra. I really think he's going to come. For me, it's almost certain. Therefore, indicative. 2. Je suis sûr qu'il viendra. I'm sure of it. For me, it's as good as done. Therefore, indicative. In the next chapters, I'm going to explain the French subjunctive mood in depth. It's a lot to take in for an English speaker for whom all these concepts are brand new. I suggest you take your time to go through it. Let the concepts sink in. Study the subjunctive point by point. Do the exercises. Listen to the explanations again, this time out of order. Redo and redo the exercises. Refer to the story for more examples of subjunctive used in context. You won't conquer subjunctive in one session. So remember, repetition is the key. Exercises. Put the verbs in parentheses in the subjunctive. 1. Je doute que tu avoir raison. 2. Il regrette que nous être déçus. 3. Le gouvernement craint que les pilotes se mettent en grève. 4. Elle est sortie sans que ses parents le savoir. 5. Je l'aime bien qu'il avoir des défauts importants. 6. Nous refusons qu'il signe ce contrat. 7. Je préfère partir avant qu'il revenir. 8. Il est indispensable que tu me prévenir. Answers. 1. Je doute que tu avoir raison. Je doute que tu aies raison. 2. Il regrette que nous être déçus. Il regrette que nous soyons déçus. 3. Le gouvernement craint que les pilotes se mettent en grève. Le gouvernement craint que les pilotes se mettent en grève. 4. Elle est sortie sans que ses parents le savoir. Elle est sortie sans que ses parents le sachent. 5. Je l'aime, bien qu'il avoir des défauts importants. Je l'aime, bien qu'il ait des défauts importants. 6. Nous refusons qu'il signe ce contrat. Nous refusons qu'il signe ce contrat. 7. Je préfère partir avant qu'il revenir. Je préfère partir avant qu'il revienne. 8. Il est indispensable que tu me préviennes. Il est indispensable que tu me préviennes. 3. How to memorize the French subjunctive. In my opinion, to memorize your French irregular subjunctive forms, drilling with audio is the only solution. You need to create reflexes. Hear the conjugation in your head. Concentrate on the most common verbs first. Être, avoir, aller, savoir, etc. To memorize the various verb conjugations, I suggest you check out my French verb drills. 4. No interrogative form with the French subjunctive. You can use a subjunctive clause in an interrogative sentence. For example, voulez-vous que je vienne avec vous? However, you cannot make the subjunctive part into a question. There is no interrogative form for the French subjunctive. So, for example, il faut qu'on parte maintenant. If you're turning this into a question, it will become faut-il qu'on parte maintenant? Or est-ce qu'il faut qu'on parte maintenant? Or just il faut qu'on parte maintenant? In any case, the qu'on parte maintenant part cannot be made into a question. Que part-on, for example, is not possible. 5. French people make a lot of mistakes with the subjunctive. To make things worse, you can't always rely on what you hear or even read to learn the French subjunctive. A lot of French people make mistakes when it comes to the use of subjunctive. If a French person didn't get constantly corrected by their parents as a kid, or didn't do a lot of formal studying, then chances are that she or he will make mistakes in the subjunctive. Although the subjunctive is still very commonly used in France, it is somewhat a marker for social class. Furthermore, times are changing. There are some situations where French grammar still demands the use of the subjunctive, but people will use the indicative instead. Why? Because it sounds weird, that's why. And most French people rely on their ears to tell them what to say. Or maybe instinct would be a better word. In any case, the average French person doesn't know all the grammar rules. They speak the way they do because, well, once again, their parents and teachers corrected them enough that they know what they are supposed to say and what sounds natural to their ear. When it comes to saying complicated things, however, then they don't know for sure anymore. They may use the subjunctive in one situation because it sounds good and use the indicative the next day because that day it sounded better to them. We all make mistakes, for sure. 6. Ways to avoid the subjunctive in French. This is news to many students, but as you are starting to understand now, French people are not too crazy about the subjunctive either. So, when we are not sure whether we should be using the subjunctive or something else, we work around it. Although avoiding the subjunctive is not always possible, there are some tricks that can help you avoid using the subjunctive. A. Use a noun. If you used a noun instead of a verb, there would be no problem at all. This applies mostly to conjunctions followed by the subjunctive, such as avant que. Il finira avant le départ de sa femme. Instead of il finira avant que sa femme parte. tu poseras pour la photo. Instead of, tu poseras pour qu'ils te prennent en photo. B. Make a general statement. Instead of applying your sentence to one specific person, make it so it is a general statement. Il faut faire du sport. Instead of, il faut que tu fasses du sport. Il est important de manger des légumes. Instead of, il est important que tu manges des légumes. C. Use devoir instead of il faut que. Tu dois faire la vaisselle. Instead of, il faut que tu fasses la vaisselle. Vous devez être prêt à 8 heures. Instead of, il faut que vous soyez prêt à 8 heures. D. Use conjunctions that aren't followed by the subjunctive. 1. Use même si, even if, instead of bien que. C'est bon, même si c'est froid. Instead of, c'est bon, bien que ce soit froid. 2. Use sauf si, unless, instead of, à moins que. Je ne partirai pas, sauf si vous me présentez vos excuses. Instead of, je ne partirai pas, à moins que vous me présentiez vos excuses. 3. Use peu importe ce que, plus indicative, instead of quoique. Je sais qu'il m'aime. Peu importe ce que tu dis. Instead of, je sais qu'il m'aime. Quoi que tu dises. E. Use two sentences instead of one. Tu dois partir immédiatement. Je l'exige. Instead of, j'exige que tu partes immédiatement. Il viendra avec Isabelle, et ça me fait vraiment plaisir. Instead of, ça me fait vraiment plaisir qu'il vienne avec Isabelle. Exercises. Find a way to avoid a subjunctive in the following sentences. 1. Préviens-moi avant que le train arrive. 2. J'ai peur que tu te blesses. 3. Il faut absolument qu'il me le dise. 4. Je pense à lui, bien que je n'ai pas beaucoup de nouvelles. 5. Quoi qu'elle dise, je te promets que je l'ai fait. 6. Commencez à préparer le projet en attendant qu'il décide. 7. Elle ne veut pas y aller, à moins que tu viennes la chercher en voiture. 8. C'est vraiment agaçant que tu arrives tout le temps en retard. Answers. 1. Préviens-moi avant que le train arrive. Préviens-moi avant l'arrivée du train. 2. J'ai peur que tu te blesses. Tu risques de te blesser. Fais attention à ne pas te blesser. 3. Il faut absolument qu'ils me le disent. Ils doivent absolument me le dire. 4. Je pense à lui, bien que je n'ai pas beaucoup de nouvelles. Je pense à lui, même si je n'ai pas beaucoup de nouvelles. 5. Quoi qu'elle dise, je te promets que je l'ai fait. Peu importe ce qu'elle dit, je te promets que je l'ai fait. 6. Commencez à préparer le projet en attendant qu'il décide. Commencez à préparer le projet en attendant leur décision. 7. Elle ne veut pas y aller, à moins que tu viennes la chercher en voiture. Elle ne veut pas y aller, sauf si tu viens la chercher en voiture. 8. C'est vraiment agaçant que tu arrives tout le temps en retard. Tu arrives tout le temps en retard. C'est vraiment agaçant.